But I've never seen them put anything in.
And then what would they have around it to hold the hoops in place? To hold the wood in place?
A little metal circle, like a little thin sheet that they come that way.
Yeah.
A little metal, or a little piece of metal, I'd say about as thick as a paper on a tobacco that you're really on with, and all around it would snap together. And that you had to, just like your cistern, you had to do it big. On your cistern, you had a big piece of, it's iron, it was like a collar. You'd have three or four in your cistern. You'd fit it on that. It was kind of loose at first, but then when that cypress would expand, it would get tight. That's why they hold your cistern together.
Okay. And those were called who?
We'd call them
hoops.
That's what it was, a real hoop. We'd call them cistern. Like I had a cistern there, the foundation of the cistern is still there. Right there? I had a big wood cistern there.
Yeah.
Four years ago.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask you that.
4 years ago, I knocked it down. Still have it up there.
Okay. Now, what did they have to say when they were driving a cart to hit the war horses with, to urge them on, and have
some type of little whip?
Yeah.
You think they make down one out of leather? Oh, calf high. They'd breed their own, you know. That's what they order. They'd make them. In other words, what comes from the bridle, from the bit to the horse's mouth, from there, it'd make the rope, and say it would be 10 feet from the horse's mouth, the way you sit, it'd make it 14 feet, where they could double it up and give them a little lick once in a while and make them move, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's mostly what they use.
Okay. Now, if you bought fruit at the store, now this grocer would put it in a...
A little paper bag. But usually, I remember this too, you had straw baskets. It was a basket, I'd say about 2.5 feet long, and it was kind of circling there, and everybody went with that basket to get that grocery. You had a little whip on top of it, you pass in your arm, you know, you could hold on to it, and everybody had that basket to go to get their grocery.
Yeah.
Get whatever they needed.
Now, when you were out in the yard or something like that, and your mother needed some wood for the fire, she'd say, bring me in a...
The bûche de chêne, we call that in French, and bûche means what would be a piece of wood, actually. And you had your oak on the one side, you had your little kings on the other side, and there was something would burn like, oak would be a thing that would last long, so if you wanted something to burn fast, you use any scrap of wood they have around, you know, little pieces of wood, you throw that in there, but then when it come nighttime, then you had to go get that big hunk of oak tree, you know, about 8 inches around and about 2 feet long, and that, when that would take, it would make, this is like coal today, you know, it would make you like charcoal today. You have that in there. That would last all night. You're warm all night long.
Is this one of your
boys? Uh-huh, it's one of his friends.
As much as you could carry would be a...
About two or three in those days. Maybe two, because it was focus.
Two or three would be a...
Yeah, that was a loan. Yep, stay there.
Okay, you used to have... Nowadays, when the light burns out, you just put in a new...
Bulb.
Yeah, new light.
Right. It was where you had a kerosene lamp.
Uh-huh.
You get kerosene, you put that down the bottom, and that little wick come up there, and you turn it by hand if you want the wick to go up higher for more light.
Gotcha.
And then, like I still got it up there, when the electricity goes out, I still use my lamp.
You have to keep it right there.
Well, yeah, because once in a while the lights go out, you get anything happens to the power come, they don't stay off that long, but they, like for a hurricane, you know, use a candle, get a lot of candles, and you use a little kerosene light. They stay on all night, only got kerosene.
Okay. Now, some of the tools that your father would have around the house, we were talking about to cut with, things like that, would be a light for
us. If you had your cross cut, so.
Yeah.
That was the main tool.
Yeah.
Then you had a smaller saw. Similar to the ones you have today. But they'd last longer because they were made out of metal in those days. They were just